are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
And of course, we're going to shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing that's called education. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course, I call that motivation.
Lean in. Listen up.
OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to OMG, the O Mara Gayle Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gayle, actress, art evangelist, and producer of the newly released STEM the Movement docudramedy. And you know what I love to do, folks? I love to help people see things differently. You see, I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point, so that you can make informed decisions. You see, I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul, we all live and learn in order to share and benefit. When I get an opportunity to assess a situation, a plan, or an idea, it's like being given a chance to excavate excellence. It's a beautiful thing to shine off something covered with doubt, or to shine a light on something that's been clothed in shame, or to water something that's been dormant long until the thought of what was inside of them seemed dead.
Tonight's show is simply entitled, I Am. And that particular word encompasses so much. So I'm going to ask you again, in case you didn't hear me when I said it before, would you be so kind as to do a virtual hand clap and welcome my special personal friend, Marcia Tillman, to the conversation. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's happy to be here.
We're
see?
So
that energy just so overpowered.
Excited. I guess so. You know, sometimes the light can be so bright, it can darken everything around them. So we're excited that we're back up and we're live, and we're going to keep the conversation going and allow people to eavesdrop in on that conversation. So, Marcia, because we've lost a couple of minutes, we're still going to make up the time, but they may not catch the last of our conversation until they hear the podcast. But I'd love to start this conversation off with, share a little bit with our listeners who Marcia Tillman is and what you do.
Oh, Marcia Tillman. I am an actor, a teacher, a coach, a collaborator, a producer, a mother. You can catch me usually, I do motion pictures. So let's see, I did films like While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock, Soul Food, Roll Bounce, numerous television shows. You can catch me on your TV every now and then. I'll pop up and do something. Better known for Barbershop. I get so many stops and looks because of the movie Barbershop. I'm in all three of them, as well as we produce those as well. that's me. That's me.
That's awesome. And you know, I've constantly watched several people. They just post clips of you because we're always having Marcia sightings, you know. And so we post up little stuff saying, hey, saw you in this. We just kind of post it online to just let her know we have been seeing her on our television. It's as if we get an opportunity to spend time with her, even though she can't see us. But she's sight. You have Marcia sightings all over the place. Tonight's conversation, of course, we love it too. You think you love it? We love it. Tonight's conversation, of course, is called I Am, and basically it's how to push past and press towards. So we're going to use, because I Am is actually a part of the name of your studio, I Am Marcia Tillman Actor Studio, I want to pose to you, what does I am mean when you have the word actor behind it? So you wear the hat, actor. So share with our audience what I am, Marcia Tillman, the actor, is for you.
Oh, I am a storyteller. Mm. That's really, acting is about telling stories. And not so much as putting ourselves in the way of ourselves as who we are, but I actually transform and become a storyteller to tell stories, great stories, hopefully ones that can touch people and change lives. And that's acting.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what acting is. And can you share with our listeners how long you've been acting, and what's one of the processes that you do? Do you use Stanislavski, Meisner? Whose technique do you use? I know you're also a teacher, so you may have created mm-hmm. your own Marcia Tillman kind of style of acting. But share with us kind of what the process for you is like.
Oh, well, of course, I attended Columbia College in Chicago, mm-hmm. and where we studied Stanislavski, Meisner techniques. However, after, you know, experiencing life and coming out to Los Angeles, moving out here with my husband, and being in the motion picture business, I kind of, you know, discovered my own way, my own walk, mm-hmm. which is the truth. You know, acting is a reality, you know. And, again, today, acting is not so much of what we've learned in school and these techniques. To me, I always say that, to me, it's not so much mm-hmm. about the technique, you know, but it's really about, you know, empathy. It's really what it's about. It's about really taking on, you know, life experiences and people that we know and people that we come in contact with. It's about taking on them, and really, as an actor, we have to be so engrossed and so intuitive into whom we're speaking with or what they're doing. That's why we're great people watchers. So the thing about acting is all about, you know, becoming, you know, who you are. I kind of wanted to hint on I am a bit.
Sure.
The reason why I named the studio I Am, then it's Marcia Tillman Actor Studio, and it's because I had a dream. It sounds so corny. Oh, my goodness, it sounds so corny, but it's
no,
true.
No, it doesn't. Dreams, I mean, that's how most of my babies got birthed, is I had a dream
exactly.
or a vision about them. They had to start somewhere.
Exactly. So I had a dream, and basically to, you know, all these acting classes that I'm taking and realizing that it's nothing like that on set, you know, when I go, you know, out here, you know, it's nothing so technical, you know, the techniques that I've learned. And the Lord spoke to me and he showed me, you know, what it is I have to do, and also in his name of how I have to do it. He told me every step of the way what it is you have to do. And I went through, I think it was like 2 years of denying him because I didn't want to take on the responsibility. And because I, you know, have my hands full at home and then, you know, working on projects with my husband. So it was just too much. It was going to be too much. And I get overwhelmed easily. So I finally decided to, when my husband, I never told him about it, but he actually brought it to my attention. You know what we should do? To open our own acting studio. And that was my confirmation. And so that's why I stress with I Am, which is in bold letters, because it's his vision for what it is I have become. So that's what it means. It's spoken through the words of him. So I am. Marcia Tillman is, you know, she's there, but it's really when I do teach, I try and teach with the spirit of him, you know. And so,
awesome.
Which makes acting even more an experience for my actors, you know, because it's really done
out of love. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've said, I mean, I want to unpack, because what you just said, and in case our listeners didn't catch this, those that know in the Bible or have heard, and if you even watch TV, you know, it says, I am that I am. That's God. I am that I am. So to have received a vision from Daddy, I call God Daddy, to receive a vision from Daddy and then to piece it together the way he said to do it. You know, it reminds me of when Noah was building the ark.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do everything the way that the Lord told him to, and there was a reason for that. And so when you get a download to something that's bigger than you, which is what I am, Marcia Tillman's Actor Studio, has become, when you get a vision that's bigger than you, you have to do it the way that you're told to do it. So that was A, obedience. So those that are listening, those that have a desire to give birth to a baby, a spiritual baby, a purposeful business, or something bigger than you, listen to the instructions and do it the way that it's downloaded. Two, you said something that I have to put a pin in so that we could actually dialogue and have a conversation. You said you denied him. How many of you, our listeners, how many of our listeners out there have ever known that you heard with both your good ears after you've used the Q-tip some instruction or some task that you're supposed to do, or even move across country or quit that job or leave that woman or leave that man or stop, you know, doing this foolishness, and we have just hemmed and hawed and been disobedient. So you denied him and didn't do it right away, but then Daddy, because he loves his daughter Marcia so much, he would tell your husband, George, hey, babe, we should start classes. We should start teaching. And that was just the confirmation you needed, because Daddy was not going to let that baby lie dormant. He was not going to allow you to not give birth to that kid. That's an awesome story, and that's an awesome testimony to how if you're obedient and you do what Daddy tells you to do, he's faithful. Because how long have you had the studio now?
3 years now.
3 years, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! You've had the studio for 3 years. How long have you been married? So let me go to my next question for you, right?
Yes.
I am a wife. I am a wife, Marcia Tillman. What does that mean to you? A, how long have you been married? B, share with the listeners who your husband is, and then C, share a little bit about what that means in the scheme of things. I am a wife.
Yeah, I am a wife. Definitely a wife. Which is, you know, a lot of compromising.
You know,
I've been married for 21 years. Just mad crazy. 21 years, however, we're from high school together, high school sweethearts. So all together,
y'all got married
31.
At 12, really.
Right. But, you know, I had to break up with him in the summers to try other things.
Of course.
You know, and it's so funny because in high school, in my senior year, he walked me to the bus stop, and I said, you know what, George, let's not date right now because you're going to be the guy I marry. And instead, I'm going to go talk to Demetrius at this bus stop down the street.
Oh, you are kidding me.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, you are kidding me. Oh, the fact that you said his name. You know, George ain't even going. He's going to be like, babe, did you have to bring up his name, though, on the air? Did you really have to? And you're going to say, but, babe, I chose you. I was right? I chose
exactly.
You. Exactly. So what does it mean being the wife of George Tillman? What is that like?
Oh, wow. It's a great friendship, a great partnership. Mm-hmm. It's that's my dog, that's my boy. You know what I mean? And we still have that, you know, that energy between us. We were just actually talking the other night, and I said, you know, we've been together a long time. How long does it feel? Because we used to have this ongoing thing, like when we were married for 5 years, it only felt like we were married for 1 year. You know,
that's cute.
Great friendship. You know, it's a great partnership, great friendship. We really, I always say this, we really like each other.
That helps.
It really does. I think that's one of the most important things.
Yes.
Love may come and go every now and then. It goes in and out. You get in. But that, I got to like you.
Yeah.
You know? To be around you as much as I really, really like him a lot.
Mm.
And it trips me out that I can say that 31 years later.
Mm.
Like, I can hang out and it takes me to talk to some of my friends or, you know, whatever, to really realize, like, I can really hang out with George and not say a word for a week and I'm good. You know, I'm very, you know.
Oh, that's
so
true.
The, like, yeah, I forgot the question, but.
you shared it. You like your husband. You not only love your husband, you like your husband. You said you've been married for 21 years. Okay, so let's ask this, because, of course, I love the art of being, which, and I always share when I teach workshops, you know, acting is the only job you can't get caught doing. You can get caught being a director. You can get caught being a producer. You can get caught being a writer, a carpenter, a plumber. But you cannot get caught being an actor, because once you're caught being an actor, that gig is up, because you're no longer being. You're pretending to be. So as the wife of George Tillman, both of you have so many, you know, just the bucket of talent was thrown at both of you. So do you find, or have you found or discovered, that there's a bigger compromise in some areas than others, especially with you guys being in the industry? And before you answer that question, I'm going to toss us to a short little commercial break. I want to remind those that are listening that if you'd like to join in the conversation, or if you have a question to ask either myself or Marcia, to please give us a call at 347-324-5246. You'll press the number 1 to be entered into queue. We're going to take a little short break, and when we come back, Marcia is going to let us know if there's a compromise, because both of them are well respected in both their industries and doing their thing, yet they're in the same household. So stay right there. Come on back. You're listening to OMG, the Omari Gale Radio Show.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. And an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels. And so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up, the number 2, magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Welcome back to OMG. I'm Mara Gale, your host of Omara Gale Radio Show. And my special guest today is none other than my friend, my sister friend, Marcia Tillman, actor, coach, teacher, collaborator. And before we talk to the break, Marcia, I was asking you what the compromise is, or are there any compromises that have to be made based on the fact that you and George are both fully immersed in your running and operating your company?
And being married and, you know, working together. First of all, George Tillman, is a great director, producer. I say that, I'm biased.
is. I will co-sign on that.
Bringing you some of the great hits like Soul Food, Men of Honor, what else? Oh, Notorious.
Barbershop.
All the Barbershop movies. Faster, The Longest Ride, and one of our favorites, Mr. and Pete, The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. There's a lot of compromises that comes along, especially being in the Hollywood game, you know, because that's how I have to look at it, and he has to look at it. It's a game that we play, you know, and this is play. This is play. You got to know how to play the game. As one of my dear friends, may he rest in peace, Charlie Wright used to always say, you have to know how to play the game. And as long as George and I are on the same page, everyone else, you heard that, it's us against the world, baby. So, and we go out there with that kind of an attitude. There's, you know, we have such a strong bond and connection with each other that, you know, I'll give you an example. Well, this is a compromise. A compromise would be George, who he likes plays, but not a lot. So he compromised himself to go to a play with me. And that's like, you know, a big deal for us. You know, Yeah, so different things like that. And, you know, some of these industry parties, George is a very quiet, quiet guy, and I'm usually the, the loud one, the one that's out there. And so, it's a tag team,
Yeah.
So, we kind of know what each other is thinking, what each other wants are, what to keep him guarded from, what to keep me guarded from. And we protect each other, because it's just us out here. We don't have any family here. We don't have any family in Los Angeles. It's just us, and that's all we have. And we have a strong bond with our parents. This is really our root right here, is our parents. And my mother, I'll say her name or she'll get mad at me, Mary Wright. My mother, Mary Wright, is like his confidant, George's dad, George Tillman Sr., is my confidant. So we basically, if we have any troubles with each other, that's who we turn to. We turn to our parents, and we figure it out. And, it's just this feeling that they give us, of comfort and love and support, let us realize why we are here and not lose track and focus of that, because it's so easy to do. And we did it when we first came out here. The first movie, Soul Food, fame can, fame is a mother.
It is. It can knock you off your trail, and you don't even realize your feet are off the ground.
Exactly. That's why you need foundation. That's why we have our parents to remind us of who we are and why we are here, and not lose sight of that, because it it's so easy to be dumb because you're getting hit with so much outside of your circle, and people wanting to get inside. So, the foundation to us is our parents, that keeps us still and grounded.
That's sweet. I want to segue a little bit into something that I know obviously probably tested, if not challenged, you and George. You are a mother, and so the question is, I am a mother. What does I am a mother to Chase mean to you? And in that same vein, Chase is 14, I understand. You had a situation, a situation that I'm going to say God stepped in and said no, and did a thing to bless. And so I want you to share what I am a mother means, and then I'd like for you to open up and peel off the Band-Aid and allow, because see, there's a mom out there or a dad out there who's had a child go through a challenge, and I believe your story could be just the bridge that they need to get from the side of despair to the side of hope, the side of helplessness to the side of know him as a protector and a provider and a healer. So can you share what I am mother means to Chase, and then share with our listeners what you experienced?
Ooh, I am a mother. Who protects, who loves, who hugs, who cherishes, who builds up, who is there at all the right times and the wrong times for my child. My child Chase, he earlier on, he faced challenges as far as like speech, with his speech, and so he had stopped talking for a little while, and so he said, because he couldn't get his words out, so I said, but we want to hear your voice, and everything we always took, like giving a bath, we take it up to God, talk to him about it. He did. He talked to him about it, to let me speak faster, let me, get my words out, my sentence out. And, within, a year or so, he was blessed to get everything out that he needed to say. So, and he, it's so funny because for him, it's like, oh, my goodness, it worked.
You're like, oh, yeah, it does. You're like, thank you.
You know, so exactly, just so he can build that relationship for himself, you know, you know, with God. And so we faced another challenge about 4 years ago where after a basketball game, Chase, he got real sick, a temperature of 104 for about 2 or 3 days. And before I decided, you know, I am a mother that makes some terrible decisions sometimes. Before I decided to take him in and see what was wrong, it was more than a cold. He ended up having empyema. Empyema is like a collapsed lung due to a germ that was, you know, infecting his body and growing fast while covering up pneumonia that he had in his stomach. And so he God is so amazing. Oh my goodness. Chase would take 2 steps and be out of breath. It was, you know, like an old man and like almost like a cardiac arrest situation. And George and I didn't know what was going on. We had no clue. We've been very blessed in our lives, you know. We really have, you know, and thankful for everything. And we're like, what's going on? And I kept saying, but why? And, you know, again, the Lord came to me as he was in the hospital for about a month. And he came to me, I'm asking the wrong questions, you know, not why. So, you know, what we're going to get out of this, okay? And how are we going to get through this? And are you going to look to me, you know? So, you know, which Chase woke up in the middle of the night. And mind you, he's hooked up to all of these, you know, tubes or everything. And he says, Mommy, how are you doing?
Wow.
Are you okay, Mommy? And mind you, he can't really breathe, you know. His stomach is like something is crawling in his stomach. It's like an alien. And I actually took pictures and videos from my mother because you could actually literally see his stomach moving as if something was in there. And he could not breathe. And I just, you know, started crying and laughing at the same time. I said, I'm okay. You know, it's you that I'm worried. He said, I'm going to be fine. He said, I'm just getting a new body. God told me I'm getting a new body. And to me, that meant, like, don't you talk like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not getting a new body. You know, we're going to make it through this. See, this is going to be okay. You know, this is only, you know, our journey. We're going to have a story to tell. And he said, I know, I know. But he told me already, I'm going to get a new body. This is going to come off. And I said, you know, I told George, and he and I went to a separate room and started crying. Because another little girl who had the same empyema ended up passing away in the hospital. So out of nowhere, the doctors come busting through the door and said, I'm sorry, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Tillman, but we have to take him into emergency surgery because it's growing fast and it's going to eventually, you know, cut off his heart. And we have to do it right now. So they did it. And, you know, I take pictures of everything. Anyone that knows me out there, you know I take pictures of every and anything.
I hope my sweetheart is listening because I take pictures of any and everything too, and he's good. Laughing at me because I just
but they
just
all want to see
like
later.
Chronicle it.
Me too, and so I took pictures of everything, and so it was a 3.5 hour surgery that they had to remove all of this. To me, it looked like just fungus that had built up in his right lung. And it was nice, pretty, and clean. So anyway, I took pictures of all of that. And he had a chest tube for a little while. And I, you know, the doctor was so wonderful to me to ask, you know, how do you want the scar to look, you know? And I could say I didn't want Chase to know he had a tube inside of him. So we put in a discreet place. And he got out of surgery. He was still up under. He says, I told you I was getting a new body, Mommy. His fingers were peeling off. His skin literally, when I tell you, like, coming, like, literally peeling off, it was peeling
from his
back.
Fingers? From skin from his fingers?
Yes. Yes. And I mean, I could literally pull it all down and it would come off. It was weirdest thing. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, his feet, it was mainly his hands and his feet. yeah. that we had big, you know, skin just peeling off. I later learned that it's from all the antibiotics they had to give them.
That understood. That was just a part of the reaction of the body protecting itself,
yes.
probably.
Yes. But, you
but
know, biblically, we have to see it.
Yeah, we got to see it. But let me ask you this, because you've said some things that, you know, a mom and a dad, when you hear your child saying, I'm getting a new body, and another young kid who had the same challenge has passed away, you're now in your mind, in your natural mind, not your spiritual
mind,
but in your natural mind, you're thinking immortality. You're thinking, what, my kid? This is the son you gave us, Lord.
Yes,
How did that, you know, what was the depth of that? What was the, because this is what I believe part of what OMG does for the listener. If you could, because you understand the arc of writing and sharing and storytelling, take us to perhaps what that moment of decision, conversation, dialogue, and possibly doubt sounded like. Do it in a way that we could see what you were thinking and feeling in that moment, even though I know it was 4 years ago, but I know you didn't forget, because not only did you chronicle it in photos, but it's stored on your hard drive. So that's the pain that you never want to revisit. You wish you could forget, but you always want to remember.
Oh, yeah.
So be the storyteller for us, because there's somebody that needs to know they're not feeling that way by themselves. They're not alone, and it doesn't mean you don't have faith, and it doesn't mean you don't believe that God is a healer. It is a real mom, real dad, rubber meets the road kind of a feeling. And can you share that with our listeners?
Definitely. Basically, we felt like, I felt in particular, speak for myself, that I was mad. I was mad at the Lord. I was like, you know, this can't be it. You know, you give us just these, you know, 9 years. And, you know, I was mad because he had to spend his birthday also in the hospital too. And I got so mad that I think I said earlier, I had to leave the room. And George and I talked, and I cried, and I was like, this cannot be happening to us. This is not how this is going to end. The Lord said, we need to sit down here and pray right now. We need to talk. You know, we need to have it out with him. You know, we need to talk to the Lord and let him know, like, it's not going to end like this. You can't do this to us. You know, you told me who he was. You told me he was a king. You told me the great things he will do in life. You told me this stuff. You told me the exact date he would be born, before he was born.
Wow.
Which is very true, you know? Mm. And you gave him to us on purpose. You know? So it was a rush of emotion, of feelings, and my heart ached like none. I've never felt the pain like this. You know, and the same thing goes for George, you know, that he didn't have any words. He just was like stuck, you know, because we've done everything right. You know, at least we think, you know.
Yeah.
So, but again, you want to blame somebody?
Yeah.
You know, we went through the whole list, blaming the coaches, blaming the basketball, blaming the kids, but yet we had no idea where it came from, and we still don't know where it came from, you know. So We blamed him with every, you know, this just can't be happening to us. You already showed us what our future looked like, you know? So, yes, that's what that looked like. Yeah.
So would you say that was one of your most challenging moments as a parent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, as a parent, and also, you know, and as a wife too, because you just don't, with George and I talking and, you know, still giving him hope, I'm the one that has to remain positive, and, you know, so when you see me break down, that means all hell is broke loose.
Of course.
You know, because honestly, the woman holds that family together, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah. So those tears
that and that's you know, that's marriage 101. It's when the wife sheds a tear and the husband can't heal or fix or correct or go get a hammer or go get a rose or make that, you know, make that pain go away when a husband doesn't feel that he can be that protector in that moment of not just his son but his wife's her emotions. And her dreams and her hopes and all that you may feel in that moment, that's when the man feels he can feel hopeless. And so you've got to try to rally up to encourage him in the midst of your,
right.
In that moment, feeling like there was a lack, an emptiness, a void.
Exactly.
But we know God as a healer. And our daddy was like, no, y'all ain't going out like that. But I loved how you posed a question when this first came up. You made a statement, something to the effect of, you know, you were asking why, and then you recalibrated. I call it you recalibrated, and you said, no. What will I get out of this? You know?
Yeah.
And that right there is the axis on which I believe I'd like to take this next, you know, part of a conversation. There's always a lesson to learn in a story, in a situation, in a challenge, in a trial. And that is generally, once you take the focus off the problem and focus on what the answer or the solution can be, it seems like you get an infusion of peace. If not an infusion of peace, at least a glimpse of the direction you should be going in, which then doesn't seem so heavy. Did that happen for you as well?
That definitely happened. that definitely, and it really did. And actually, I think it was around his birthday time where I got that glimpse that everything was going to be okay. You know, and it's, again, we had it that we did not want anyone to visit the hospital. You know, we were pretty private people. Like I said, we keep our circle small. It's just us.
Yeah.
And so we asked people not to come, right? However, Chase's friends, they didn't care. They had talked to their parents, and they flooded the rooms. And I have to say, you know, oh, my goodness, it made such a world of difference, something I was trying to block, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want people to see you when you're like this, you know? And so I was so happy that the kids, they didn't care what I said. We're going to know. Their whole families came down, you know? We're going to stay here because you haven't been in school. We're going to support you, and we love you. And, you know, they played chess with him. It just, you know, that was my glimpse that, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It is. You know, it reminds me of your story when you were saying, you know, you denied him when you talked about denying God when he'd given you the concept and the vision for I am and you denied him and didn't do it. These kids denied you your right to grieve and feel sorry and have this private family moment. They were like, listen, that's my friend. That's my classmate. That's my, you know, basketball team member or whatever activities he may have been involved in. And aren't you glad? And Chase was the better as a result of it. And that's the beautiful part about this lesson, because that's all this show is about. I love people listening to the conversation because it's about the lessons. And sometimes they're not major, hit you upside the head lessons. They're the little ones. Parents, us, and adults, we have sometimes as mama bear, you wanted to put your arm out to protect him. But God was like, if I get these kids in the room, it could boost Chase morale, his spirits. It'll encourage them because kids, they you know, they have this whole other vibration thing going on that we can't even begin to understand. And laughter and normalcy can do the heart, the spirit, and the body good. And it sounds like they were the kind of medicine that Daddy orchestrated for Chase.
Mara, you are incredible. Yes.
Bless
and
you.
I see why you have this beautiful show, and I see why now I am like a fan, because you have such a unique way of putting together your words. And I do just want to say real quick that years ago you told me to put we were just talking or whatever, to put up inspiring quotes around the house.
Yeah.
Just hang them up anywhere so I can see them.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how much that changed my attitude, you know. It changed my outlook. I just want to say on the air, thank you for that. That had to have been like over 10 years ago, if not longer than that.
Oh.
But I'm looking at one right now, you know, as we're talking. But I got that idea from you, you know. And
oh,
I just want to say thank you, because it encouraged, it really, in your darkest moments, it really has a way of encouraging me, you know, that you gave. You just, you know, just off the lip, off the tongue, you just, this is what you need to do. And you just blurted out and went on to the next subject.
Wow. Wow, I thank you for, you know, there's a scripture and a story in the Bible that talks about the lepers were leaving and only one came back to say thank you, meaning, you know, they were healed, but only one came back to say thank you. I thank you for thanking me for something that I recall the story only because you blessed me by encouraging me with saying, hey, basically your words have weight with me, and so much so that you still do it to this day, that you are still able to view the quotes around your house. So for our listeners out there, those that may feel defeated in a way, or that may have a challenge in their life, that they're facing a Goliath type of a battle of some sort, and it could be sickness, it could be emotional, it could even be financial, I dare you, I double dog dare you, to find something inspiring that counteracts the enemy or the enemy's voice in your mind that's telling you it's not going to work out, or telling you don't have enough, or telling you you won't get the job, or you won't be healed. I double dog dare you, we double dog dare you, to find something that counteracts that negative thought, that negative feeling, that negative report that you got, and begin to speak life over your situation. I believe this is a great place for us to press pause for a very short break. I want to remind you that this is OMG, the O. Mara Gayle Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gayle, and my special guest tonight is none other than Marcia Tillman. If you'd like to call in, ask a question, or join this fabulous conversation, we welcome you. The phone number is 347-324-5246. You'll press the number 1, and I also want to take a moment to do a little station identification. UpToMeRadio.com is our umbrella of which we house our programming under. We also have Up to Me Radio, Up to Me Magazine, and you can follow us at Up2Radio, and hashtag is Up to Me Radio. We'll be right back after this very brief announcement, Marcia, so that I can just ask you a couple of more questions and get in there some more. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm on OMG, Omora Gayle. Her show prevails like Kenny and Kale. I'm here for fame, so put respect on my name, because if you think it's a game, then I'm going to put you to shame. Omora Gayle.
So that was a clip from a young man who sent that over. He listened to the OMG show and wrote a little clip and song. Oh my gosh, I forgot. We sent
great.
To our executive producer. That's so cool. That is just so cool. His name is Titus. A big shout out to Titus Tucker and family for just being great fans and supporters of the OMG, O. Mara Gayle Radio Show. Welcome back, listeners. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, ask a question, or make a comment, please feel free to call in at 347-324-5246. Of course, my special guest tonight is none other than Marcia Tillman, who has just been dropping wisdom and knowledge and has been such a gracious guest to edify me in the way you did. So I thank you for that. I receive it. I'm not going to give you no change, but I so truly do appreciate it. I want to ask you another question so that I can steer a little bit of what I am an entrepreneur means to you. You've owned I Am Marcia Tillman Actor Studio for 3 years. What's it like to be an entrepreneur and an actress and a collaborator? So what is all three of those things? What's it like? What's that like for you?
Busy. No.
It sounds like it would be busy. I mean, being an entrepreneur by itself is huge. Being a mother is huge. Being a wife, of course, is huge. But being a collaborator on State Street Production, gotta be massive.
It is. It's busy. It's busy. And like I said, I told you, I denied him. It's like I get overwhelmed easily, but actually it's the most rewarding thing to be an entrepreneur because, as far as the studio go, fulfilling my life as well as fulfilling others. And I can't find anything more gratifying than that, It's been work, but, with a good team of people and great support, I couldn't have asked for anything better. It's a lot of work, but the rewards are so much greater than work.
Mm. How do you balance it all then, Marcia? I mean, how do you balance wife, motherhood, businesswoman, and collaborator of a major studio, major production company?
Hey, bye, baby. My
Chase walked in.
George,
he's like, "Mommy," you're like, "Hi." Oh, okay.
Both of them actually, like, get out of here. But balance. Well, honestly, I don't know, to tell you the truth. Stay prayed up. You have to stay prayed up because this is crazy.
Yeah.
My mind, somehow everything seems to get done.
Yeah.
I have no idea how, but somehow things seems to get done because, and I feel guilty sometimes because, as far as my friends and family go, I don't have, too much time, even though my Facebook may say different.
Yeah.
And I don't have so much time to really, hang out or do some of the things that we used to do, like, go out to lunch, breakfast, whatever. Especially with being a collaborator, George and I work closely together on almost every project that he's doing, going over the script. We call this, when we go over a script, we really go over a script. We dissect it. We break down even the extras in the background. So, and giving George the right language to talk, how to talk to the actors. So, it's a lot. But we have a good team,
Understood. Understood. We have a caller on hold. So let's go ahead and bring the caller in. If your last four digits are 1964, 1964, welcome to the conversation. Hi, ladies.
Who's that?
Good afternoon. Marcia, I had a quick question for you. First of all, your testimony was amazing. But what I wanted to touch light on was you said something like you are like the wife in the family, like she kind of holds everything together. So I would put that as kind of like taking care of those who matter while taking care of yourself. So what I want to know is, like, what are some of the things you do in the morning when you wake up, like as soon as your feet hit the floor, like morning affirmation?
And can we ask your name before you answer that, Marcia? What's your name, beautiful?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm Jayla.
Jayla.
Hey,
hi,
Jayla.
Welcome to the conversation. So, Marcia, feet hit the floor. Oh, God, I'm awake, or devil, my God is big. What do you do? Tell us what you do. Inquiry minds want to know.
Well, I lie in bed a little extra time, though, just to recap what I have to do. And then when my feet hit the floor, it's game time. It's on and cracking. I have to what is that? Is that your radio?
Jayla, mute your phone while she gives the answer. Thanks.
Jayla. Okay.
She muted.
Okay, got it.
That's better. Thank you, Jayla. if you have kids and a husband, you have kids and a husband. I actually make breakfast almost every morning because Chase is not that cereal kid. So instantly wake up and have my moment in bed first and then off and running, and I'm getting everyone up. It's time to wake up. It's time to get up, do this, do that. you know what, I did want to try one day, hopefully, to try running. Someone told me to run up the hill and to, you know, but I don't think I can wake up that early. I already got the 5:30. I don't think we can do any earlier than that. We have a lot of coyotes in our neighborhood.
No, we're not trying to go outside in the dark if you got coyotes on the same street. I'm just saying. That wouldn't be my waking up to do that, because then you might not get to do the rest of the day. Do you have any kind of spiritual practices that you do? Do you pray? Do you meditation? Do you read a devotion? Do you do anything in that vein to kind of center you first?
Well, yeah, that's the lying in bed part.
Okay.
Before my feet hit the floor, I lie in bed and I go over my day and I meditate. You know, and first and foremost, I always thank the Lord for waking me up, you know, and then we go over our day. When I say we, that's he and I have a talk about, well, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
And then I hit the floor running.
Gotcha. So Jalen, we thank you for calling in and joining the conversation and asking the question, because what I'm hearing you say, Marcia, and this is important for all of our listeners, start your day off centered. Start your day off focusing on where your strength and your health is going to come from, and then make the time to put that in its place, meaning put it in order, kind of see it happening, see the things that need to happen, because then you're better able to execute it. So, Jalen, did that answer your question? Jayla?
Yes, ma'am, it did. That's awesome advice. I appreciate it.
You got
thank
it, and
you,
we can
Jayla.
Tell you got your hands full with your baby. We thank you so much for parting the Red Seas of your world and asking a baby to put, you're like, sweetheart, mommy's made, he's like, I don't understand that. I just know how to cry, poop, eat, and that's my job right now. So thank
exactly.
you so much, Jayla, for calling in. We hope you become a longtime listener and a fan of the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, lady.
Thank you, Jayla.
You're more than welcome. So, Marcia, I've got another question for you. You've got some social media things that are going on. You've got classes that you teach. I'd love for you to share with our listeners the best way for them to either be introduced to your class, either to audit if you afford people that opportunity, or a way to join your class. What's that process like? Where do they go? What's the website?
Okay.
All of the skinny on your situation. And just before you give your social media handles, can you just give a shout out for what your next project may be?
Definitely. First or last?
Cool.
Okay.
Whichever one you want to do.
Thank you. Well, the next project we're working on is called, based off a book that's been a bestseller book for over 7 weeks now. It's called The Hate You Give. In short, the acronym would be THUG. It's based off actually one of Tupac's songs that he has. And so it's based off the youth of a young girl surviving life and growing up. And we're going to start that hopefully over the summer, and hopefully by next year that should be out.
Wonderful.
As far as my studio, I am Marcia Tillman Actors Studio. You can go visit the website, which is www.mtas.info, and everything, and fill out the information sheets, and you'll have someone, probably me, give you a call back and invite you to our classes, which are every Sunday from 1 o'clock until 5. And I don't do audits at all. I believe in an actor first class is always free, just to make sure, you know, it's for you. You know, nobody lose
Excellent.
Money or anything like that. So you come down here, you hang out with us, you know. We get to, you know, have
That's
fun
cool.
and hang out and, you know, and you see what's up. You can judge for yourself whether you like it or not, or you feel like coming back. Very relaxed environment.
That's awesome. And what's the age group for your students?
18 and over. I'm doing all adults
18
right
and
now.
Over.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
And your social media handles, can you share with our listeners your social media handles?
As far as my Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram or Facebook.
Instagram,
and your,
Or not. I have.
Or not.
I'm on them all.
Okay.
I'm on them all. I have on Instagram,
Facebook. Or it could be just for your class, though. You can actually just share information for your class so that if they would like to follow you on social media for your class instead of,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah, no, and, you know, the same thing goes for, you know, Instagram and Twitter. And, again, as I am Marcia Tillman, Actor Studio, on all three of them.
Perfect. And just to reiterate, you guys, she said www.mtas, that's for Marcia Tillman Actor Studio, so MTAS. To reiterate that, and we're going to have a link on our show page as to how you can also link up to your website so that we can let our listeners
Great.
Know how they can catch up with you. Marcia, you have been an outstanding guest with a wonderful testimony. You've been gracious, you've been kind, you've been extremely informative, and I know helpful. Our listeners will grow that much taller and be able to handle their daily challenges and or the thorns in their side by asking the simple question instead of why, ask what do you have to gain? What can you learn in the midst of this struggle?
Mm-hmm.
And you also shared some very important tidbits and tips on acting and how being a storyteller is to transform yourself in order to tell a story about what's taking place in your life. And then you shared the reality that being married is not just about, you know, of course, the union, but it's a friendship, it's a partnership, and that you should really like the person that you marry and not just
yeah.
love the person that you marry,
yes,
because love
yes,
is like
yes.
ebb and flow. It comes and it can go. Some days love you, some days
You're
I don't
good.
Know about
yeah.
that. And then you shared with us the reality of the balancing act of being a mom, being a wife, being an entrepreneur and a collaborator, and how that's such a beautiful symphony when you take the moment to center, focus, seek God early in the day, and then hit the ground running. So I want to personally thank you for all the wisdom and the nuggets that you shared with my listeners. I truly appreciate it. And if ever there's an opportunity or a project that you've got coming up and you'd like to share it on OMG, Omara Gale Show, just know that you're always welcome here. Know that I love you. I appreciate
you.
I thank God for you. And thank you, and how he's been elevating you, because it looks good from my view. So proud to know you. So we thank you so much again, listeners, for tuning in to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. You can reach me on social media. My hashtag or my handle is @MaraGale, #Maravation or OMG. You also can catch us at UpToMeRadio.com. You can catch my podcast available on iTunes, Google Play, as well as Stitcher. And if you sign up for a lot of those particular apps, any of those podcast services, they'll notify you when my new show has been canned, meaning when it's ready to be replayed.
Wow.
You just have to search Up to Me Radio, and then look for OMG Omara Gale, and there I'll be. Until next time, next Thursday, we hope that you stay encouraged, live a life full of purpose, and instead of doing my Mara Gale prayer circle to close us out, we're just going to send you good vibrations by saying God is able, God will, He has done, and will do again all that He has purposed for you. Don't give up. Don't doubt. Do not be discouraged. Daddy is not weary, and he never sleeps nor slumbers. Trust, believe, and obey. He will do it because he's done it for us, and he is not a respecter of persons. So until next Thursday, you be good. Keep the light shining. Keep those high beams on bright because they sure look good on you. God bless you, Marcia. I love you.
I love you. Toodles. Thank you, guys. You're wonderful.
OMG, OMG, that's me. OMG, 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 that's me. Wait to give you the answers to the questions you've been wanting. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Oh.